elevated levels of toxic blue-green algae have been discovered in the water of Skaneateles Lake. And the lake is the primary water source for the city of Syracuse. And as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, tests show the public water in Syracuse is still safe to drink, but residents who live along the lake shoreline could be at risk.
Blue-green algae is a natural plant-like bacteria, according to SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry professor Greg Boyer. While most do not produce toxins, the species found in Skaneateles Lake does. So far, testing of Syracuse's water system shows toxin levels below Environmental Protection Agency guidelines. But Boyer says it is a different story for shoreline residents that use private water intakes from the lake.
Many of their water intakes only go out 10 feet, and they're relatively close to the shore. The wind blows these blooms and concentrates them against the shoreline, so it may be concentrating them right over the top of their intake, and it's very easy for the bloom to mix down 10 feet of water.
The Onondaga County Health Department is warning residents who draw directly from the lake to not drink the water. In contrast, Syracuse's water system has intakes 30 feet below the surface and is treating the water with chlorine to reduce toxin levels further. Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner says she is a huge fan of the city's water system, but it does not have a filtration plant. Miner says if the water becomes unsafe, something will need to change.
We are not going to risk public health to save money, but by the same token, we're not going to spend money for a problem that doesn't exist yet. We're watching it.
Current weather conditions have been favorable to the algae blooms. They need sunlight, warm weather, and calm winds. Heavy rains from earlier this year may have washed nutrients into the lake, but the algae will be gone once it gets colder. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.